Yo, 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 what's up, fam? It's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live from my chaotic apartment, fueled by coffee and maybe a little bit of existential dread. Let's be real, Gen Z, we're drowning in communication. Texts blowing up, DMs flooding in, social media notifications screaming at us every 5 seconds. It's like trying to have a conversation with a pack of rabid squirrels, chaotic, exhausting, and honestly kind of terrifying. But guess what? We gotta take control, set some boundaries, and learn how to communicate like the freaking geniuses we are. So listen up, because this ain't your grandma's Eckert listen. This is Self-Care RX, where we break down the daily rituals that actually work for us Gen Z weirdos. Today, we're talking communication boundaries. The kind of stuff that separates a healthy relationship from one that leaves you feeling drained and emotionally depleted. Ever feel like someone's constantly texting you at 2 a.m. just to vent about their latest TikTok drama? Or like you're walking on eggshells around certain people because you're afraid of triggering an emotional meltdown? Yeah, I feel you. It's a real struggle, but trust me, setting boundaries is the ultimate power move. First up, know your worth. You're not obligated to be anyone's therapist, their personal cheerleader, or their 24/7 emotional support hotline. Your time and energy are precious and you deserve to invest them in things that actually matter. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk into your room and start ransacking your stuff without permission, right? So why allow people to invade your emotional space without setting clear boundaries? Next up, communicate clearly and directly. No more beating around the bush or dropping hints. If someone is pushing your buttons, tell them. Don't be afraid to say no, to set limits on how often you communicate, or to ask for some space when you need it. You can even use I statements to make it less confrontational. Like, instead of saying you're always texting me late at night, try I feel overwhelmed when I get texts after 10 p.m. because it disrupts my sleep. See the difference? Practice active listening. Now, this doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but it does mean showing genuine interest in what they have to say. Make eye contact. Nod your head and ask clarifying questions. It shows that you respect them and their feelings, even if you don't necessarily agree. Remember, good communication is a two-way street. Don't be afraid to walk away. This one's tough, but sometimes the healthiest thing you can do is distance yourself from toxic relationships. If someone consistently disrespects your boundaries, drains your energy, or makes you feel bad about yourself, it's time to hit the eject button. Trust me, your mental health will thank you later. Okay, real-world example time. Picture this. You're at a party with a friend who just can't stop talking about their ex. They're dragging them through the mud, sharing every embarrassing detail, and basically using you as their emotional punching bag. It's like a train wreck you can't look away from, but honestly, it's making you super uncomfortable. Now what? Do you just sit there and listen to this drama unfold for hours? Where do you set a boundary? You could say something like, hey, I get that you're going through a tough time, but I'm not really in the mood to talk about your ex right now. How about we switch gears? D. Simple, direct, and respectful. So remember, fam, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about protecting your energy, your sanity, and your overall well-being. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. We gotta prioritize our mental health, even if it means saying no sometimes. You got this. Now go out there and slay those boundaries like the badass Gen Z you are. Don't forget to tag me in your TikTok reactions to this episode, or DM me with your own boundary-setting struggles. And hey, while you're at it, hit that follow button, leave a 5-star rating, and tell all your friends about Self-Care RX. Let's spread the word, one scroll-stopping episode at a time. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.